Well, hello, everyone. It's noon, Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. This is a regular assembly meeting. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Jensen.
Here.
Vice Mayor Marsh.
Here.
Member Newman.
Here.
Member Schwartz.
Here.
Member Stanton Gregor.
Excused.
Member Lynn.
Excused.
Member Valentine.
Excused, and he might join us by Zoom. Okay, with that being done, it's now time for the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item three on today's agenda is approval of minutes from the regular assembly meeting of August 4th, 2025. Entertain a motion to approve those.
I make a motion to approve the regular assembly meeting minutes of August 4, 2025.
I move. Excuse me.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Been a motion and a second. If all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, those meeting minutes are approved. Item four, amendment and approval of today's meeting agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes or the meeting agenda as presented.
So move.
Make a motion to approve the meeting agenda as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second, a couple of them. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. So we'll move forward. Item five, public hearings. We have a public hearing today on ordinance 2025-13. This is an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to participate in this public hearing? Now's your chance. Okay, seeing none, that public hearing is closed. There are no bid awards today, which brings us to item seven, which is persons to be heard on items related to today's agenda. Anyone in the audience like to speak on related items? Okay, we have Trevor Newton. Is he with us? There he is.
Yes, Trevor, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, you're coming in great.
Perfect. So yeah, I'm here and I do believe I see some folks in the audience with Title Network as well.
Yes, I believe so. So yeah, you have something to add?
Sure, I mean, yeah, I can just kind of give a brief overview of kind of everything if that works.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
And you guys all have the packet, I assume, that shows generally where things are and what we're proposing, or should I share screen or do anything like that?
No, I think we all have it. And this is item B under new business, I believe. No, actually, it's item A under new business, to purchase land up on Hagen Drive.
That's correct. So, you know, we've been able to work with Liz and Becky, and you know, kind of been going through the process for the last few months to ultimately subdivide some of that land over there by the fire department off Hagen or Haugen Drive. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a triangular piece of land that we worked with the fire department to kind of clear with them and all your other departments as part of the application process to get sign off to make sure, you know, there's no use or need for the land from the city's perspective, and we were able to get all those signatures. We're able to obviously get the commission's approval, but the ultimate goal with the land is to support us developing a, you know, communications tower that'll house Title Network equipment and providing personal wireless services, as well as, you know, a home for public safety operations. I believe the fire department has expressed interest in, you know, placing equipment on the tower, which will definitely have space for them, as well as other carriers, you know, like your GCIs of the world. So it won't just be a tower for one individual, rather a tower for anyone that may need to use it. So I think that's generally what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Newton. Any assembly members have questions of Member Marsh?
I do. Thanks for being here, Trevor.
Yes,
so one of the questions I have is somewhere in this narrative you have that there are on the tower, there's space for four tenants. Is that only for four carriers? And so one would be a GCI-like carrier, another one would be the fire station, and then potentially two more? Or is that a low estimate on how many carriers could be established using that tower?
Yeah, good question. So we show four. That's pretty standard in industry for towers to support four. You know, we could push that up to five. Really what we're capped with is probably more the ground space than the tower space. You'll see that we're showing roughly a 60 by 60 compound, which will comfortably fit four people, including tidal networks. That'd be three additional. But yeah, it would be very, very easy to add a fifth. And as far as the tower's concerned, you know, how that typically works is when we go to engineer that, we'll work with a tower manufacturer and we provide specs, and included in that is how many carriers and their typical equipment loadings. So that way they can size the steel, size, you know, design the foundation to support. So we could push up to five, including ourselves. So us plus four more, five total, that would not be a problem. Anything beyond that probably does get a little tricky with the smaller footprint. Five's probably about as much as we could go, but hopefully that answers your question anyway.
Yes, thank you.
No problem.
Questions from the assembly members? Thank you, Mr. Newton. Is there anyone in the room that would like to participate in items related to the agenda? Seeing none. Move on to item 8, persons to be heard unrelated to agenda items. So is there anyone in the audience? Mr. Haverlick, state your name and who you represent, and we have a 5-minute time limit.
Okay, I'm John Haverlick, I represent myself, and what I'm here today for is safety concerns. I walk or bicycle several hours a day, and you know, unfortunately, some of you see me. You know, sorry about that. But the thing I'm running into is scooters and, mainly just scooters coming down the middle of the road, middle of the sidewalk, chasing tourists into the street and myself. And I'm finding it really dangerous. Sunday, I was driving to get the mail, and two young women on scooters just cut me off right in front of Hagen. And luckily, I still have reactions, so I was able to hit the brakes. And then going home on Nordic, two guys on scooters were going right down the middle of the road the wrong way. So it's really bothering me, and I think it's unsafe. It's hurting, hurting tourism because it's scaring the tourists as well as local people in town. And I noticed Wrangell had set up a system of fines and ordinances to monitor scooters and similar vehicles that shouldn't be like electric bikes and that shouldn't be on the sidewalks. And what I did is I asked them for their paperwork. So I have the paperwork on their fines and their ordinances that break these things down. And I'd like you to look them over. I'll give them to the clerk before I leave and see if it's something that you'd like to adopt also. I think it'd be helpful. And right now it's really dangerous, not only for people walking and biking, but also for the people on the scooters. And I don't want to see anyone hurt. So any questions?
No? Thank you, Mr. Haverlick. And would that be something that we should have the Public Safety Advisory Board look at first? So maybe we'll go that route. And so. A task. Okay, anyone else with items unrelated to today's agenda? Nobody zooming in, that doesn't appear like?
No, there's no one.
Item 9, we'll move on to that. Boards, commission, and committee reports, there are none today. No items on the consent agenda. And brings us to 11, report of other officers. And today, first, we have Petersburg Medical Center CEO, Mr. Hofstetter.
Hi, good afternoon. Phil Hofstetter, CEO of Petersburg Medical Center. Actually, I'll echo Mr. Haverlick. It was on my list here as well that we're seeing substantial injury this summer with the electronic scooters and the electronic e-bikes as well. So it's not just the scooters, but the electronic vehicles that we're seeing. So pretty significant injury. Helmets are encouraged. I don't know if there's anything necessary, but I did also notice that Wrangell did some ordinance. So I'll echo those sentiments as well, as there's a concern on the medical side as well. So we don't want to see anyone getting more severely injured. Otherwise, no major changes in the last month. We're still continuing to see good, strong financial performance. Our service lines performance is grown quite a bit. Our home health, especially clinic visits, our PT, OT, speech has jumped up quite a bit. Typical summer increases in the ER, and our inpatient days are not seeing the volumes we're seeing in the last year, but more stable and more reflective of kind of a normal time of year. Our work building continues. We are still doing sort of our soft go live, moving our departments over. We're looking probably at an opening, a more of a grand opening in later in October. And once the state approves the certificate of need process for the MRI, that service line will come online, which we're preparing for and very excited about. Our telestroke program, we have an affiliation with Harborview. We are working with Airlift Northwest and Harborview to launch our telestroke program, which provides access to a neurologist from Harborview immediately through a telehealth system. So that's very exciting. And lastly, I'd like to thank our wellness department for helping put on the rainforest run yesterday. We had a good showing. It's always a challenge, you know, when if it's raining, you don't get a good showing, but then if it's really sunny, everyone's out camping. So we had a mixed bag, but it was really a good positive event. And actually, lastly, if I didn't mention it last time, I did submit the RFI for the Healthcare Transformation Fund. So every state's going to be receiving a substantial amount of funds for healthcare, and how that looks for each state is a little bit different. The state put out an RFI last in early August, and we had a quick turnaround time. We submitted it within 6 or 7 days of that posting. We did put the new facility near, in addition to a lot of our programs and projects that we're working on, and hopefully we'll have some feedback from that. The state has to actually put in their plan to the federal level to get approved, and there'll actually be a pretty quick turnaround on how that gets spent. So be very interesting to follow. And that's all I have. Thanks.
Yeah. Next speaker will be District Ranger Case from the Forest Service.
Hi, good afternoon. I have just a few things to report out on to you all. The Thomas Bay Stewardship Contract, those proposals were due August 26th, and those are being reviewed currently, and we hope to have those up to the contracting officer at the end of this week. Our recreation crew is finishing up work at Three Lakes and is at Petersburg Lake Cabin this week, doing some work at the cabin as well as on the trail, on the upper part of the trail there by the lake. Just a reminder to folks that we do have, our office is open. We have a front desk that is staffed, and the number at our office out the road is 772-5869. We are open for hunting permits. If folks need those, they can give us a call and inquire about our office hours. We are closed Tuesday, Thursdays in the afternoon. Since we only have one administrative person right now, we have some other work that she does for us. So, but if you call ahead, we can make sure we have somebody there to meet you. Work continues downtown on the office, which is great. It's still on time, and drywall's going up, so that's exciting. We're going to have some invasive plant treatments along Mitkoff Highway this fall. Knotweed will be being treated, and that's in conjunction with DOT. So just if you see folks out there, it'll be a day of treatment. They need a weather window like this, but the treatment window starts in September and lasts through October. So they will be out there at some point in time. And the woodpecker cabin that we're almost at 100% design on that, and we hope to be going to contract in 2026 to see that built. So that's all I have. All right, thank you.
And now the school superintendent, Ms. Taylor, will provide a report.
All right, well, good afternoon. Exciting news, school started today. So we had a lot of students with bright, shiny faces, a few tears, but it was a great day to be outside and to get started with school. And with that said, I'd really like to thank the borough for the fresh paint on the crosswalks up around the school, specifically in front of the elementary school. That's incredibly helpful for safety purposes. This Friday, the Alaska STAR assessments, so that's the statewide testing, those results will be released to the public. And we are also still in construction season. Our office is done, minus the staff lounge is still in progress. And then just a reminder to the public that construction on the roof continues. And so please, if you can avoid the backside of the middle high school area, that would be great, because that's where all of the construction equipment is now staged, so that we have a beautiful front entrance. And then also a reminder to the public that there is construction happening across from the elementary school with the church. So just encouraging folks to drive safely as they're around the school area. I do want to acknowledge the incident that occurred last week and really thank Chief Kerr, Mr. Holmgren, and all of the law enforcement officers who responded to the school. I understand the response time from when the call came in to dispatch was roughly a minute to a minute and a half that they were at the school. And so it's nice to know how quickly folks, law enforcement, can respond to situations. And when it was all said and done, I think we had either 8 or 9 law enforcement officers who were working collectively to ensure the safety in the building. We are having a follow-up meeting with stakeholders tomorrow afternoon, and so that will be helpful, because anytime you have incidents like this, you really have a good chance to see your practices live and identify gaps and strengths and weaknesses. And so that will be part of our meeting tomorrow. And then another safety reminder that as we're heading into the fall, that means daylight hours are decreasing and we have a lot of kids out in the community. So I just want to encourage folks to drive safely. And then for parents listening out there, let's please, if we can get some reflective gear on our kids, it's incredibly helpful. So what questions do you have for me?
Questions of Superintendent Taylor? I don't see any, so thank you. That brings us to the mayor's report. And on that today, it's absentee and early voting information. Applications to request absentee ballots are available on the borough website or upstairs in the municipal building. Early voting will begin on September 17th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. downstairs in the municipal building. On election day, you could vote in person at the Parks and Rec Activities Room between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. For more information on the election, go to the borough website, www.petersburgak.gov, and click on the orange banner at the top of the screen. And that's all for the mayor's report today, and that brings us to the manager's report. Manager Giesbrecht.
Thank you, sir. The storm drain installation in the police parking lot has been completed. Trees and shrubs behind the police parking garage have been removed to prevent snow and ice buildup along the roof line. Public Works assisted the water department in finding and repairing a service line leak on Lake Street. And several staff participated in a work session with the police department, ADF&G, and Defenders of Wildlife, among others, concerning human-bear interactions related to household garbage. It's a productive meeting resulting in some defined short and long-term goals for the recurring annual problem. Boiler and compression tank inspections have been completed throughout the borough, and HVAC compressors for the municipal building have arrived, scheduling installation with Apex Refrigeration. Water production is slowly declining from peak production, and we're averaging about 1.3 million gallons a day right now. Work continues on the pump station 4 and force main upgrade project. The wet well and valve vault have been set, and we are now waiting for the lids to arrive. Much of the force main and gravity lines are in the ground and waiting to be pressure tested. Aaron and Justin are working with the EPA representatives to find a solution to the broken outfall line from the wastewater plant. We're waiting to hear from ADEC on how these repairs should occur. We hope to have enough information to include this unexpected expenditure in the final reading of the supplemental budget request. We just don't know if we'll have enough information by then. Justin and Dennis are installing caps on the 12-inch outhouse vent pipes in our recreation areas. This will eliminate hundreds of gallons of rainwater entering the wastewater stream each year. We have received completed plans and a project manual for the Banana Point Breakwater Project from Horizon Associates. Project will be advertised throughout September with an anticipated bid opening on September 26th. We are in the final stages of procuring a new cargo van to replace Parks and Recs number 111. This replacement vehicle was approved in the FY26 budget. Took a while. We were looking for a used vehicle to try to save some money, and I think we found one. So the new Scow Bay generator arrived at AML on August 21st and made the August 22nd sailings to Petersburg. Power and Light is working with Rock and Road Construction to help move the 133,000-pound generator to borough property. A temporary shelter is being purchased to keep the generator warm and dry over the course of the winter. Power and Light has received strong interest in the Scow Bay Generation Design Build RFP for design and construction of the generation building and installation and commissioning of the generator and ancillary equipment. The RFP closes on September 5th, at which time an evaluation committee at Power and Light will score and rank the proposals to arrive at an award recommendation for the Assembly's consideration. Power and Light issued an invitation to bid on the 11 kV interior switchgear recently and will open bids on this component of the Scow Bay Generation Project on September 25th. Progress is being made with the step-up transformer for the Scow Bay Generator Project, with initial submittals being approved by our engineers for fabrication to start. Line crew continues to make progress in moving some customer electrical services underground that are near the Pump Station 4 project. Power and Light staff recently worked with a local diver to inspect the penstock intake and low-level outlet at Crystal Lake. As mentioned by the school, officers from the Petersburg Police Department with assistance from the Alaska State Wildlife Troopers and the U.S. Forest Service law enforcement immediately responded to the school last week due to a telephone threat. Out of abundance of caution, the school was evacuated and law enforcement conducted a thorough search of the premises. No suspect was located, and there is no current indication of an ongoing threat. Currently, the incident appears to have been a false report. However, the investigation remains active as officers work to identify the source of the call. Jim's continuing to meet with stakeholders to talk about it. It's always the question of who should be notified, and, you know, as we've had this discussion, it's their first priority is the safety of the building that's been threatened, and I think they did a very good job of making sure that was clear and doing that. The other parts of the communication, you know, we're going to debrief and talk about that, but again, I think they did a great job. Assisted Living dealt with a partial failure of our sprinkler system last week. Absolute Drain and others helped borough maintenance staff to make repairs to the system. After a critical failure of the defrost panel in the elderly housing walk-in freezer, Apex Refrigeration worked overtime troubleshooting, and they gold-streaked parts and got them back up and running the next day. Absolute Drains completed 35 angle stop replacements in 7 of our elderly housing apartments. They shut down water in the building, powered through, and had us back online within 4 hours. Kenny is wrapping up an apartment flip of painting, closet organizers, and basic maintenance, in addition to the new carpeting installed by Rick Guido and Absolute Drains, transitioning another wall mount toilet to a floor mount. We're considering moving away from carpet in some of those buildings to flooring. Costs a little bit more to install, but we continue to have problems finding somebody to install carpet. So we're going to test it out on, I think, some apartments in assisted living. Borough has asked Mountain View Food Services if they would be able to supply dinners to residents at assisted living. State Fire Marshal does not want meals cooked in the current facility at assisted living without major upgrades. It's about a $400,000 project, which we do not have the money for. And so we're going to try to work with Mountain View Food Services to provide meals Monday through Friday, then we'll figure out what we need to do for the weekend and breakfast and lunch. So ongoing discussion. And staff and I worked on a small grant, it's about $75,000, that may help us with the wastewater disinfectant requirement. Alaska Municipal League helped us with the grant application. And that's it. Those are questions.
Questions of the manager on his report. Okay. We'll move on. Next item on the agenda is unfinished business. I believe there's only one item there, item A, and it's ordinance 2025-13. An ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes. This is the second reading, and we just had a public hearing with no input, and we'll have one more reading in a couple of weeks. So I'd entertain a motion to approve ordinance 2025-13 and its second reading.
Motion to approve ordinance 2025-13 as presented.
Second. Motion's been made by Member Newman, seconded by Member Schwartz. Discussion? Seeing none by the Assembly, clerk, please call the roll.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Mayor Jensen?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, passes unanimously with a 4-0 vote. On to item 15, new business. Item A, application to purchase borough-owned land at Hagen Drive. And we had a presentation by Trevor Newton earlier. And it's for Clinkett and Haida to purchase this land and put up a communications tower. So I'd entertain a motion to approve this sale.
I make a motion to approve the application to purchase borough-owned land at Hagen Drive by Clinkett and Haida Central Council.
Okay.
Looking through the agenda, looks like we either at this meeting we have to decide whether it's going to go up to sealed bid or auction or just authorize the manager to deal directly with Clinkett and Haida to sell the land directly to them. So that needs to be added into the, you know, whatever route the Assembly wants to take. We'd have to have a motion to for which direction we want to go. Member Marsh.
I wonder if I might amend that original motion then to include a direct sale.
And authorize the manager.
Authorize the manager to negotiate.
Second to the motion, do you approve?
Second.
Okay, so on the floor is a motion to sell the land directly to Clinkett and Haida or to negotiate with the manager, and then it'll come back to the Assembly. So any discussion on that?
Yes, so because this is a public use issue and stands to benefit so much of the community, that's my rationale for having a direct negotiation, direct sale. So I will be voting in favor to allow the manager to work with Clinkett Haida in this.
Okay, any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Mayor Jensen?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion passes with a 4-0 vote, and we will wait to get word back from the manager on the discussion. Item B is another land issue, and there's an application to purchase borough-owned land in the school reserve. Hear me now.
There you go.
Okay. Item B under new business, the application to purchase borough-owned land in the school reserve. And seeing so you need to make a motion in the positive, I'd entertain a motion to approve this sale.
I make a motion to approve the application to purchase borough-owned land, school reserved.
Second.
Okay, I'll second it.
We have a motion by Member Marsh, a second by Member Newman. Just to clarify, this went to the planning and zoning. It's also with the school board. And just a brief overview of the situation, there's a resident that is asking for this land, Grant and Lila Trask. And just because they have a greenhouse on this piece of property. But the board's recommended not to, and in the discussion, the school said that they will not make the Trasks remove the shed. So anyway, just so the public listening has an idea of what we're voting on here. So if we want to sell the land, it's a yes. If you want to follow the board's recommendation, school board and planning and zoning, it'd be a no vote to not sell it. So anyway, Member Newman, did you have a comment?
I'll just say that, you know, I sympathize with the fact that he built a greenhouse on Pearl property inadvertently. I have to agree with the school district and also the planning commission that probably the best course of action is to, since it's not an issue with the school district at this time, they're not going to ask him to move it. It's already been there 20 years. I think he's looking down the future where he wants to sell his property, and he'll have to figure that out on his own, because I'm not going to support this motion.
Any other discussion? Clerk, call the roll.
Member Schwartz?
No.
Mayor Jensen?
No.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so it looks like the issue is going to kind of resolve itself. Next item under new business is approval of the election officials for the October 7th, 2025 municipal election. Clerk Regula requests assembly approval of the following local residents willing to perform the duties of election official for the Petersburg Borough Municipal Election. There is a list of about, it looks like 15 people, and some of the names I recognize. So I would entertain a motion to approve this list of election officials.
Motion to approve the election officials for the October 7th, 2025 municipal election.
Second.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Marsh?
Yes.
Mayor Jensen?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, welcome aboard. Item D, canvas and certification of municipal election. Clerk Regula requests that the assembly select a date to canvas and certify the results of the October 7th, 2025 municipal election in accordance with Petersburg Borough Code, section 2.36.050. which requires certification to occur within 7 days of the election. To meet this deadline, a special meeting could be scheduled for Friday, October 10th at noon, and that is at the request of the clerk, I believe. So I'd entertain a motion to certify the election of October 7th on Friday, October 10th at noon.
So move.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Item 16, communications. There's a list of correspondence received since August 14th, 2025. They're on the agenda today and also on the borough website. So that's where you could find them. Assembly discussion items, item 17. Any assembly members have comments? None? Recognitions. Anybody have any recognitions? Member Marsh.
I would also put forward a note of thanks to the Petersburg Police Department and those who responded to the deal up at the school last week. I visited with one employee who said it wasn't that day with all the flurry of activity, but it was the next day when it kind of really hit her about the potential that could have been. So thanks to all those who made sure that was a safe situation up there.
Member Hankins.
Would like to recognize Barry Youngberg from DOT. He is retiring and would like to thank him for being a good community partner and wish him well in retirement.
If there are no other recognitions, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. You can all go enjoy the rest of the sunny day.